Bethel businesses have seen a rash of break-ins since spring. Police don't know whether it's organized thieves working together or independently. They have nabbed a few suspects, including last week. In that instance, a would-be burglar had no problem breaking into a small business, but getting out proved to be the tough part. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more on a gas station that got tired of getting ripped off.
It's a typical business day at Nicholson's Auto. Aside from the sales of gas and car repair items, Nicholson also fixes busted tires like this one. But last Thursday, it was owner John Nicholson that was doing the busting. At about 4 a.m., he was awoken from his sleep when a burglar entered his business.
Alarm went off. I bailed out of bed, looked at the video from my house, saw that he was in the office.
Nicholson had been expecting the burglar to hit. About 20 Bethel businesses have fallen victim to theft since last spring, and Nicholson's Auto was one of them. Back in June, $1,500 was swiped from the office. Nicholson said since then, he installed a door alarm and rigged it to notify him in his nearby house. He says when the burglar hit, his Rottweiler was ready too.
I just grabbed my big dog and my gun.
As Nicholson entered his business, his wife was able to monitor the burglar's movements through video surveillance.
I knew where he was at. My wife was watching from home as I came over. I could come in and apprehended him in the act.
Nicholson said he snuck up on the burglar from behind and held him at gunpoint until the police arrived. There, Roy Roger Tom, age 20, was arrested and charged with burglary. Tom had just been released from jail on another attempted robbery. That one took place at the ONC Rippey's building back in late July. Nicholson said he recognized Tom from a month ago when he first set up his cameras.
And I've got pictures of him sitting at my desk at 5:30 in the morning. And nobody could identify him at that time. And when he came in this time, we were able to compare the two, and it was the same fellow.
Nicholson recommends that small business owners invest in camera surveillance. He said it cost him just $1,200. He adds that a door monitor is also a good way to know if someone has entered during closed hours. He says that's very inexpensive.
Like $100 and a little $50 box to call out on the phone.
Bethel police are still investigating Tom and say he could be involved with other break-ins. I'm Shane Iverson.